أشده في الدين، إذا ابتلي صبر، الابتلاء أشده في الدين.
So the trial of the individual, the greatest trial of the individual is in his religion. So what does Imam Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab say here is that if the individual is tested, he's patient. And the greatest thing that you have to be patient upon is patient upon trials and tribulations in your religion.
ثم الابتلاء في النفس.
Then the next thing that you have to be patient upon is being tested with regards to yourself, with your body.
فربما تعطى نعمة.
It's possible that an individual is given a blessing from Allah.
فتبتلى بشكرها.
And then the person is tested, are they grateful to Allah for that particular blessing?
وربما تسلب نعمة.
And it's possible that a blessing is removed from an individual. Allah gives you a blessing and then he takes it away.
فتبتلى بالصبر على فقدها.
And then the person, their test is that they have to be patient because of the blessing being removed and taken away.
وأيهم أشد؟ المبتلى بالنعمة أو المبتلى بضدها.
And which one is greater, more tremendous? The person who gets tested because of having the blessing, or the person who gets tested for the blessing being removed and taken away?
قيل أن المبتلى بالنعمة أشد من الفاقد لها، لأن الفاقد يصبر، ولكن ربما إذا أعطي لا يشكر.
It was mentioned. That the individual who has the blessing, that is more tremendous. That is a greater test. Because the person whom the blessing is taken away, he has no choice but to be patient. If the blessing is removed, if it's taken away, he has no choice. So he finds himself being patient. The blessing is no longer there. But the person who has the blessing, the test is more tremendous because is he grateful for the blessing which has been bestowed upon
him? تعليم الناس.
Now, so for example, showing gratitude for the blessing of knowledge, how do you show gratitude? By teaching others.
الدعوة.
Propagating Islam.
شكر نعمة المال الإنفاق.
Showing gratitude for the blessing of wealth is that you spend from the wealth.
شكر نعمة العافية الطاعة.
And showing gratitude for the blessing of good health is that you are obedient.
المبتلى بفقد النعمة تمشي وغيرك مشلول، تذكر تمشي وغيرك لا يستطيع الحركة معاك.
For example, an individual who doesn't have the ability to walk, you walk and other individuals don't walk, so you have to be grateful.
أنت تبصر غيرك أعمى.
You can see, you have sight, other people do not have sight, they cannot see.
أنت تسمع غيرك عاجز.
You can hear, some others cannot hear.
أنت تأكل غيرك مجنون.
You eat by yourself, and other people they can't. They're crazy. They don't have the ability. They don't have the ability to eat. They don't have the ability to feed themselves.
أنت تأكل عاقل غيرك مجنون.
You're an individual. You have intellect. Other people do not have intellect.
أنت معافى غيرك فيه الله.
You are an individual. You have good health. You have good health and well-being. Other individuals, they have many diseases and ailments.
There's
some people, they have diabetes. There's some people, they have high blood pressure. There's some people, they have liver problems and many other things. You are an individual that you are tested with what? You are tested that you have to be patient. And within yourself. And within your wealth. Within your children.
تأتي الابتلاءات في الذرية. إن من أزواجكم وأولادكم عدو لكم فاحذروهم.
A person gets trials and tribulations even within his family. As Allah Subhanahu wa Taala said in the Quran, verily from your wives and your children are enemies. So be aware.
إذا علمتهم الخمسة الأمور الأولى.
If you teach your family, your wives and children, the five factors that we mentioned in the beginning of this lecture.
برئ الملك.
Then you have done that which is upon.
أنبياء وهم أنبياء أصيبوا في أبنائهم وأزواجهم ولا شيء عليهم.
There were prophets and messengers who were tested with regards to their wives, and they were tested with regards to their children, but they were patient, so there is no sin upon them.
فليس عليهم في ذلك ملام.
So there is no sin or there is no blame upon them because they did their best.
وإذا أذنب استغفر.
And the next point is that Sheikh Muhammad Abdul Wahab said, the person, if he sins, he seeks forgiveness.
من منا لا يذنب.
Who from us does not sin?
كلنا نذنب.
Indeed, all of us sin and transgress.
كلنا نخطئ.
All of us have faults.
ولو لم نذنب ونخطئ ونتوب.
If we were
استغفر لذهب الله بنا وأتى بأقوام يخطئون ويذنبون ويستغفرون.
If we were not the type of individuals that whenever we sin and transgress and commit an evil, if we did not commit, if we did not make tawbah, Allah would remove us and create individuals who sin and commit transgression and they seek forgiveness.
هل هذا إذن لنا للوقوع في الذنوب؟
Does this mean that we are allowed to fall into sins?
لا.
It's not permissible.
إنما هو تنبيه لنا حتى لا يصيبنا اليأس والقنوط.
But in fact, this statement of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم is an information to us. He's informing us that in order so that we don't despair. If we do sin, in order that we do not despair from the mercy of Allah.
طوبى لمن وجد في صحيفته استغفارا كثيرا.
Indeed, it is glad tidings. For an individual on the day of judgment, he has repentance in his scroll of deeds.
إذا وجدت نفسك لا تستغفر، اعلم أنك مستدرج.
If you realize, if you notice that you are an individual that you sin, but you do not seek the forgiveness of Allah, you are slowly going toward your destruction.
كيف تعرف نفسك؟
Okay.
How do you know yourself?
How do you know yourself? How do you evaluate yourself?
كيف تعرف نفسك؟
How does the individual know himself?
أنك ربما تكون مستدرج.
That it's possible that anyone from amongst us is slowly going towards his destruction.
قيم نفسك من حيث الاستغفار.
You should evaluate yourself in terms of repentance. How often do you seek repentance?
أتى في البخاري أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يستغفر باليوم.
It is mentioned and narrated in Sahih Bukhari that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to seek forgiveness more than 100 times.
تريدون أشد من ذلك؟
Do you want something greater than this?
صح عنه أنه يستغفر في المجلس الواحد 70 مرة.
Do you want something greater than this? It is mentioned that in one sit down, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to seek forgiveness in one sit down. More than 70 times.
هذا وهو معصوم صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Our beloved Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم used to do this, and he was free of fault.
غفر الله له ما تقدم من ذنبه وما تأخر.
Allah has forgiven that which is preceded and his future wrongdoing.
وأهدانا هدية صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has given us a gift.
وخبر عظيم جدا.
And he has given us a tremendous narration or information.
وهو دعاء مبارك.
And it is a blessed supplication.
اسمه.
It is a supplication called.
كفارة المجلس.
It is a supplication, the expiation of the gathering.
ما هو؟
What is this supplication?
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.
The Sheikh mentioned the supplication.
سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت
أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. The supplication that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم taught us that if we get up from a gathering we should say this supplication.
وبكفارة المجلس.
And if we say it's an expiation of the gathering.
وبكفارة المجلس.
And with the supplication of the gathering.
نختم هذا المجلس.
We would end this gathering.
ونصلي.
And we would pray. And we will pause this gathering that we're having now, and we will pray, and we will come back inshallah.
المكان جاهز للصلاة؟ ها؟
يلا.
على وضوء الذي ليس على وضوء يتوضأ نصلي ونكمل الساعة كم العشاء؟ أوكي. إن شاء الله على أساس نكمل الدرس بسرعة، نريد الوقت ضيق جدا وأنا استعجل، أما أنتم ما تأخرتم.
نعم. The Sheikh mentioned that we're going to pray and then we're going to come back and finish the lesson. He said, I actually arrived before you and you actually arrived later.
يلا حبيب عبد الله.
اليوم مبارك. الله يعافيك. شلونك؟ شلونك طيب؟ لبيك. لك آمين. لبيك. لبيك. يا جاري. جاي تكبر مكان. لا أبدا. محصولة مكفولة. اوكي اوكي. هم لي كتير.
300 فجتنا 40 في المشاهد هذه سنتين.
اوكي good idea. Thank you very much. But close the microphone. Okay, okay, already they could. But still faster to go brain. Already I make a brain, huh? Already I make a brain. Huh? حبيب قلبي دعاك يا الله
مصطفى اقفل هذا كلوز
كلوز الله انت شفت لعبه صوب وانا انت يا مخجيت مالك صوبك عند العويه العب
We have attention. هناك إعلان وخبر صار.
There's an announcement that's going to be made.
وصلني الآن إيميل. وكنا سبقا حجزنا عندنا.
The Sheikh just mentioned that he has an announcement that he's going to make. And he mentioned that he wanted to arrange something previously.
يقول وصلني الآن إيميل حجزنا عندنا البيج الخاص.
As some of you already know, Sheikh Mohammed bin Ramzan Al Hajri is from Jubail. He's from Jubail, which
Royal
is
Royal Commission Industrial City Jubail.
The Royal Commission Industrial City in Jubail, and he wanted to make an arrangement for us to have a lesson there, and it's a beautiful city. And he said he just received an email on the 19th of May. This year, 19th of May, which is after a few, not too too many يعني weeks
الشهر
away.
الشهر القادم.
Next month.
الذي بعده.
It's in May.
ميلادي.
نعم.
5 ميلادي.
The 19th of May.
أنتم مدعوون جميعا وعوائلكم.
All of you are invited to the city of your Jubail with your families.
هناك في الواجهة البحرية بيتش خاص.
It's a private beach in Jubail.
على البحر.
We're going to have a lesson on the beach there in the city of Jubail.
وهو يعتبر 7 star.
You understand? It's a beautiful city. I visited there myself, and on the blog I put pictures of it.
محجوز من الساعة 8 الصباح إلى الساعة 4 العصر.
It's a full day. There will be full days of lessons and
no,
family activities.
No, not from, full day.
From 8 in the morning until 4.
To 4 o'clock.
From 8 o'clock in the morning to 4 o'clock at Asr.
يعني غداء.
We would have lunch there.
And درس.
And we will also have a lesson there.
ويوم مفتوح.
So it's an open day.
فهذه دعوة أوجهها لكم. أتمنى أن تقولوا إن شاء الله.
So I'm giving you an invitation, and I hope that you respond.
إذا وافقتم نحن نستعد ونهيئ. المكان الآن وصلني إيميل أنه حجز.
He just got an indication, an email that. خلاص, the place is reserved on the private beach there in Jubail.
ولكني أنا الآن أحجزكم.
But now I'm reserving all of you. I'm making sure that you guys make that.
أريد جواب. إذا وافقتم نحن نبدأ بالفعاليات.
I need an answer, because if you answer, then we can start with the preparation.
نحن لسنا تنظيميون.
We are not individuals that have this type of organization.
ولكننا منظمون.
But we try to keep things organized.
فإذا نظم الإنسان نفسه غير لا يكون تنظيمي.
If a person organizes himself, doesn't mean he's an organizer.
فالتنظيمي هيكل هرمي حزبي.
عجز. A person who has partyship, they try to have this type of, you know, organization and the likes of that. which is something known amongst the people of different parties.
والمنظم هو الذي يجدول أعماله.
And a person who organizes himself is a person that keeps his, you know, keeps his things that he wants to do. He keeps his priorities in order.
فنقوم بالعمل التعاوني الدعوي.
So we are the type of individuals that we try to unite in Islamic propagation.
وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى.
Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, and come together, join and unite in piety and righteousness.
التعاون الدعوي للتنظيم الحزبي.
So we have this unity for Islamic propagation. We don't have this type of unity for this partyship organization.
تعاون شرعي لا تكتل حزبي.
This is a legislated form of unity.
نكمل.
Now we would continue.
السلفيون عندهم حساسية من هذه الأحزاب.
طيب يقول الشيخ محمد بن
عبد الشيخ السلفيون
نعم
عندهم حساسية شديدة من هذه التنظيمات الحزبية.
Yes, because the person who follows the way of the Salaf, they're very sensitive to these type of partyship organizations.
لأنكم ترون الآن ماذا يعملون.
Because you see that which they do in different parts of the world.
ماذا يؤثرون.
And their effects that they have on different Muslims.
ودعوتنا ليست secret.
And our propagation and call, it's not something secret.
نعمل تحت الشمس.
We are under the sun. يعني we are clear.
We hope. We start, inshallah.
Now we will continue with the treaties. يقول الإمام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى فإن هؤلاء الثلاثة عنوان السعادة. Verily, these three matters are the key to success.
ما هذه الثلاث؟
What are these three matters that Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab is referring to?
له 20 كتاب للشيخ صالح الفوزان مجموعة في مجلد ضخم.
Whoever answers that question, meaning what are the three things that Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab has addressed as referred to as being the keys to success, whoever answers would get this book, which is a compilation of 20 books of Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan hafizahullah ta'ala.
أين الطلاب الجامعة الإمام؟
Where are the students of جامعة الإمام؟
أجب ما هذه الثلاث الأخير؟
Answer, what are these three elements which are the keys to success?
إذا أعطي وإذا ابتلي وإذا أذنب من يستحق الكتاب أنا أو هو ask him
who deserves the book, the sheikh or the student?
I give him.
I will give it to him.
الأخير أيضا تعال.
The brother in the back as well.
لا يكفي أنك عندك استعداد الجواب. هذه الثلاث هي عنوان السعادة.
These three elements are definitely the keys of success.
ولست أرى السعادة جمع مال.
We do not feel that success is behind gathering wealth.
ولكن التقي هو السعيد.
ولكن
التقي تقوى.
نعم.
التقي هو السعيد.
But the individual who has taqwa, the individual who has consciousness and fear of Allah, he is the individual who would be happy.
Complete.
ثم قال الإمام رحمه الله تعالى اعلم أرشدك الله لطاعته أن الحنيفية ملة إبراهيم.
أيضا يكرر الدعاء اعلم أرشدك الله لطاعته.
Now we notice that Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab is continuing to supplicate for you. He says, no, may Allah guide you to His obedience.
لغة راقية جدا في التعليم والأدب.
This is a very, very gentle speech, manner of speech.
أعرف أن هناك نسبة كبيرة منكم معلمون.
I know that many of you here in this gathering are teachers.
صحيح.
Is that correct?
انظروا هذه اللغة في التعليم.
Look at how Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, you know, educationally, look how he is supplicating.
دائما نسمع يقولون السلفيون متشددون.
We always hear that the Salafi, the person that follows the way of the Salaf, they are too staunch and too strict.
جافون.
They are dry.
جامدون.
They are dry and tight.
ليس عندهم أسلوب تربوي.
they are individuals that do not know how to educate.
هل هناك أرقى من هذا الأسلوب؟
Is there anything more gentle and more appealing to the manners of Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab in this treatise?
وهو يقتدي بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Indeed, he's following the way of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
أسأل الله العظيم رب العرش الكريم أن يتولى يعني يدعو له ويعلمه.
Look in the beginning of the treatise, he's saying, "I ask Allah, the Generous, the Lord of the Mighty Throne." So notice, he's teaching you, and at the same time, he's supplicating for you.
فلو قلت لابنك في المدرسة أو ابنك في البيت وقلت اسمع يا بني وفقك الله هذه المسألة كالتالي.
If you were to say to your student in school or to your child at home, "Listen, oh my child, may Allah give you success. I'm going to teach you something."
ماذا سيكون استعداده في القبول؟
What would be his preparation for accepting your speech?
أو الشخص في الشارع قابلته تقول له أحسن الله إليك ودي أنبهك على مسألة.
Also, an individual you might meet on the street, and you say to him, "May Allah give you much good. I want to inform you of something."
هكذا.
It's simple, just like this.
فينبغي لنا أن نستفيد من هذه الطرق التربوية وإن كانت في صياغات تعليمية أو متون عقائدية.
He said it's important that we take advantage, we take notice, and we focus on this methodology of teaching and educating, even if it's being mentioned in a treatise on Tawheed.
فلغة الأدب في التعليم واضحة هنا في طريقة الشيخ.
The language of using mannerism, it's clear in the methodology of the author.
اعلم أرشدك الله لطاعته.
Know, may Allah guide you to His obedience.
ومن أرشده الله لطاعته أي دل على الطريق المختصر لمرضاته.
And whoever Allah guides to His obedience, Allah guides him to the path which is not a long path. It's somewhat of a summarized, concise path that which pleases Allah, to that which pleases Allah.
أن الحنيفية السمحة ملة إبراهيم.
This حنيفية, this path, this حنيفية, which is tolerant, this is the path and the way of Ibrahim.
الحنيف هو المائل من الباطل إلى الحق.
The person who is described as حنيف, he is the individual who abstains from that which is incorrect and he leans towards that which is correct.
والملة هي الديانة.
And the ملة, this word ملة, it is the religion.
وإبراهيم هو أبو الأنبياء عليه السلام.
And Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام, he is the father of the prophets.
نعم.
أن تعبد الله وحده مخلصا له الدين كما قال تعالى وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون.
هذه العبادة, أن تعبد الله مخلصا له الدين. ثم هذا الكلام احتج له بدليل وهو قوله وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون.
This is true, genuine worship, that your worship is only for Allah. Genuine worship, true worship, acceptable worship is that it is only for Allah. And Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab brought the proof for that, which is the statement of Allah, "I have not created the jinn nor mankind except to worship me."
وستلاحظون أن الشيخ لا يتكلم بشيء إلا ويورد عليه دليل من القرآن والسنة.
And you will notice in the treatise of Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab that he does not mention anything except that he brings a proof from the Quran or from the Sunnah.
العبادة من الذل والخضوع.
This worship is from humbleness and a person being humble.
وهي أربعة أنواع.
And there are four forms of worship.
عبادات قولية.
The worship which is pertaining to the statements.
واحد عبادات قولية.
This is the first one, the worship which are pertaining to statements.
سأسأل عن هذا بعد قليل.
I'm going to ask about this, so pay attention.
اثنين.
The second.
عبادات فعلية.
Our worship pertaining to the actions of an individual.
ثلاثة.
The third.
عبادات قلبية.
Worship which is present in the heart.
أربعة.
The fourth.
What do you think?
What do you think the fourth is?
ما هذا؟ عبادات مالية.
Worship which is pertaining to the wealth.
العبادات القولية كل ما يتعلق باللسان.
The worship which is pertaining to the statements, it's clear that every form of worship which is in connection to the tongue.
الذكر الدعاء القرآن الدعوة الصلاة على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أقوال اللسان والقلوب.
Supplicating, recitation of the Quran, remembrance of Allah. Anything which is pertaining, even mentioning salams upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, anything which is pertaining to the tongue is considered from the worship forms of worship of the statements.
فأيضا الأفعال وهي أفعال الجوارح.
The worships pertaining to actions, which are the actions which are performed by the limbs.
عبادات فعلية.
These are the actions of the limbs.
السجود, الركوع, كل شيء يتعلق بالأبدان.
Prostrating, bowing, everything which is pertaining to the body and its actions.
العبادات القلبية.
The actions of the heart.
الخوف, الرجاء, المحبة, الرغبة, الرهبة. أمور القلوب.
Fear, hope, desire.
خوف.
Fear.
وسيأتي تفصيلها بعد قليل بالأدلة.
And we're going to mention specifically about each individual point after a few minutes with its proofs.
النوع الرابع العبادات ليش؟
قلب.
ما شاء الله. You understand what I said. Thank you very much. Good student. إذن المالية الزكاة الصدقة النفقة كل شيء يتعلق بالمال.
The fourth point was worship which is pertaining to the wealth. Spending the wealth, giving charity, giving zakat, anything pertaining to the wealth or anything that involves the wealth is from the worship of the worship pertaining to wealth.
تذكرون الخمسة التي في البداية؟
Do you remember the five factors that I mentioned in the beginning of the lecture?
Huh? لا. توحيد, شرك, طاعة, معصية, سنة, بدعة, شهوات, شبهات. تذكرونها؟
Do you remember those factors that were mentioned in the beginning of the lecture?
هي مرتبطة بهذه الأربعة.
They are connected to these four. Those five are connected to these four.
فالتوحيد والشرك يكون في الأقوال والأفعال والأموال والقلوب.
So توحيد and shirk are related to statements, actions, what's in the heart and how the person spends his wealth.
والسنة والبدعة لها علاقة بالأقوال والأفعال والأموال والقلوب.
And likewise the sunnah, it is related to, it's related to and connected to the statement, the action, that which is in the heart and how someone spends his wealth.
والطاعات والمعاصي لها علاقة بالأقوال والأفعال والأموال والقلوب.
And disobedience or obedience is likewise connected to the statements, the actions, that which is in the heart and that which the person spends his wealth on.
والشهوات والشبهات كذلك.
And likewise doubts and desires.
Is it clear?
Is it
clear? هل هي واضحة؟
Is it clear?
طيب أكمل.
ثم قال الإمام رحمه الله تعالى فإذا عرفت أن الله خلقك لعبادته فاعلم أن العبادة لا تسمى عبادة إلا مع التوحيد كما أن الصلاة لا تسمى صلاة إلا مع الطهارة.
فهنا يتحقق فيه قوله تعالى
This is the reality of the statement of Allah.
قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين.
The proof for that which the Shaykh mentioned was the statement of Allah. قل إن صلاتي say my salat ونسكي my sacrifice
ومحياي ومماتي
my living and my dying
يدخل فيها جميع النهار والليل.
So this informs you everything of the day and of the night.
لأن عندك العبادات تدخل في ستة أنواع.
Because worship enters into has six different forms or enters into six different categories.
آنية واحد آنية.
آنية.
Just now.
نعم آنية now.
معك في كل آن وحين.
Something that you do every time.
وهي العقيدة.
And this is your belief.
هي التوكل على الله.
Your trust in Allah.
فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من دعاءه ألا تكني إلى نفسي طرفة عين.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Do not allow me to be alone, even by the blink of an eye."
ومن التفت قلبه إلى غير الله لو لحظة يحبط عمله.
And the individual that his heart turns to Allah, even if it's in a moment, all of his actions will be destroyed.
لأنه وقع في الالتفات والاعتماد على غير الله. وهذا في التوكل وغيره.
Because this individual has put his trust in other than Allah.
انتبه.
Be very careful.
هذه عبادات آنية العقيدة لو انتهيت من العقيدة لحظة تصبح عقيدتك على من أليست على الله
if you, this is with regards to your beliefs. If for one second you turn your beliefs and your dependency upon other than Allah, then you would be destroyed. This is the time, the present, something that's always with you. Every moment of your life, it's with you. There's no time which is void of your beliefs, your
aqeedah.
Except if you were removed of your responsibilities, meaning your intellect and the pen is lifted from you. For example, someone who is sleeping. Someone who is insane. Someone who does not have intellect and the
like.
But if a person he has his intellect and he is awake, then this person is held responsible for every single moment of his life. We said six. This is what the Shaykh is discussing now, is how worship also enters into time. So the first one was that which is with you all the time of your life. The second one,
يومية.
Every individual day.
أسبوعية.
Every individual week.
هذا ثلاثة.
That was the third one. So the
أربعة.
First.
No. أربعة.
The fourth.
أربعة شهرية.
That which you do monthly.
خمسة سنوية.
The fifth, that which you do yearly.
ستة.
And the sixth.
عمرية.
Is that what you do once in a lifetime?
فالشيء اللي معك في كل لحظة قلت لكم العقيدة عبادتك مع الله إن صلاتي ومحيي ومماتي لله رب العالمين كل شيء.
So if in discussing the first point with regards to time and worship, that which is with you all of the time is your belief. It's not something it's with you all of the time.
هذه بالنسبة اليومية معروف عبادات في اليوم.
The forms of worship which are pertaining to daily, that is something known. So it's not permissible for a person to introduce something that he does in his day. Something that he does in his day with regards to worship, except that he has a proof for it, because the origin as it pertains to the forms of worship is that you have to have a proof. This is a summarized lesson.
وسبق أني شرحت القواعد الأربع بأكثر يمكن من عشر جلسات.
And it's also taken place in the past that I have explained القواعد الأربع, this particular lesson, in a gathering, 10 separate gatherings.
والأخ فاجأني مفاجأة اليوم.
And the brother Nasser, he surprised me with something today.
أنها موجودة هنا.
That it's on one of the CDs that was brought. We brought some CDs.
وأتى معه بكم CD؟ 60 CD.
And he has brought 60 copies of this CD.
أظنها لا تكفي الجميع, لكن من سابق نال نصيبه.
So
هذه في العبادات متعلق الزمن ست أنواع.
So as worship is as it's related to time. There are six different categories.
يعني لا حد يأتي لنا بعبادات يومية أو شخص يقول عبادات شهرية. عبادات شهرية من الصيام كم؟
Like for example, with regards to the worship which is done monthly. What type of worship is that?
ها. تعال خذ لك هدية.
The brother mentioned that the 3 days of fasting, which are the days of the full moon, the 13th and 14th and 15th of the Hijri calendar, that's something you do monthly. It's not something you do daily. For example, the Jama'at al-Tabligh, or the group of Islamic propagation of Da'wah, they say that you should commit 3 days out of the month. Where do they have a proof for this? What is their basis for this?
النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من صلى من ثلاثة أيام من كل شهر فكأنما صام الدهر ونحن يا أحبابنا الكرام إذا خرجنا ثلاثة أيام من كل شهر كأننا خرجنا العمر كله. هل هذا صحيح؟
يعني the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that if a person fasts 3 days in a month, it is as if he has fasted his life. But those individuals say, if we go out to those 3 days, it's as if we have gone out in the way of Allah for our life.
أنبهكم إلى شيء مهم. إذا عرفتوه تحذرون كل أنواع البدع.
I'm going to inform you of something, and if you understand it and know it, it would be clear to you all forms of innovation.
العبادات لا قياس فيها.
There is no qiyas with regards to ibadat. You cannot say that this, I'm doing this because this seems to be the same.
عندنا أصل. الأصل في العبادة التوقف.
The principle, the base principle for all forms of worship is that it, you are not allowed to do it unless you have a clear proof.
إلا يأتينا أمر من الله.
Except that we have an order from Allah.
شو الدليل؟
What is the proof for this?
فاستقم كما أمرت.
Allah says in the Quran, so be upright as you were ordered.
وإذا أتينا بأمر جديد مردود علينا.
So if we come with something new, if we invent something new, it is rejected.
ما الدليل؟
What is the proof?
من أحدث في أمرنا هذا ما ليس منه فهو رد.
Whoever invents in this affair that which is not from it, it is rejected.
إذن إذا أمرنا الله هذا الدين.
So if Allah orders us to do something, this is legislation and this is the religion.
وهو العبادة.
And this is the worship.
دليل آخر.
Another proof.
وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء. وذلك دين ال... هذا ديننا. وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين.
Another statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were not ordered except to worship Allah, being sincere for Him in the religion, and this is the correct religion.
هل تريدون أن أذكر لكم تقسيمات العبادة؟
Do you also want me to mention to you other forms or categories, subcategories of worship? I'm going to mention it to you in summary, and it's explained more specifically on the CD. Would you like this? Then if I explain it now, maybe you won't listen to the CD. I'm going to summarize it. Make it even more in summary.
لا بالعربي كده معتصر المختصر.
Summary of the summary.
طيب واحد.
The first subcategory.
وسأذكرها لكم بطريقة تقسيم جميل جدا.
And I'm going to mention it to you in a very, you know, organized, you know, category form of explanation.
وأنا متأكد أنكم ستحفظونها.
And I am more than certain that all of you would memorize it.
لأني سأقول واحد وجوابه واحد.
I'm going to mention one and its answer is one.
اثنين جوابه اثنين.
The first one and its answer is the second. Or the second one and the answer is the second.
ثلاثة جوابه ثلاثة.
The third one and the answer is the third.
أربعة خمسة.
The fourth and the fifth.
سبعة وهكذا.
To the end.
وسأختصر.
And I'm going to summarize it.
واحد.
The first.
عنوانه.
What is the title?
الأصل في العبادة.
The title is the origin or the basis of worship.
جوابه واحد.
The answer.
جوابه واحد.
The answer number one.
التوقف.
Is that it is not performed except that there is a proof.
إذن تمنع العبادة.
If there's no proof,
الأصل.
You cannot perform the worship.
الأصل فيها أمر لا بد تؤمر ما أمرت لا تفعل شيء الأصل في الأشياء الإباحة الأصل في العبادة التوقف.
So you must have a proof. If you do not have a proof, specific proof, you cannot perform the action of worship.
أين أجد الأمر؟
Where is the order? Where is the proof?
آية من القرآن أو حديث صحيح عن رسول الله. بس.
Either it is a verse from the Quran or it is an authentic hadith recorded from the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ما الدليل؟
What is the proof for this statement?
فاستقم كما أمرت.
The proof that we've already mentioned, where Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says, "Be upright as you were ordered."
طيب إذا أنا خالفت الأمر هل أنا أعذب؟
If I go against the orders of Allah, do I get punished?
فليحذر الذين يخالفون عن أمره أن تصيبهم فتنة أو يصيبهم عذاب أليم.
Allah Subhanahu wa Taala said in the Quran, "So warn those who go against the orders of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam." That they would be afflicted with a calamity or they would be afflicted with a severe punishment.
العبادة ليست محل الاجتهادات والقياس والرأي.
So worship is there's no place in worship for your own opinion.
دليل.
What is the proof?
بس. والدليل هو الأمر.
The proof is the order. That is the proof.
اثنين وجوابه اثنين.
The second. Now we're going to the second subcategory.
طبعا واحد عنوانه الأصل في العبادة.
جوابه واحد.
نعم. You've already finished with the first. You had a title, and then you had the answer.
اثنين. جوابه اثنين.
Now you have the second. You have a title, and you have an answer.
عنوان اثنين.
The title of the second subcategory.
شروط العبادة.
Are the conditions of worship.
شرطين.
Two conditions.
الإخلاص والمتابعة.
Sincerity and being in accordance or conformity to the sunnah of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
إذا أتى أمر الله.
If the order of Allah comes.
أو أمر من الرسول.
Or the order from the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وأردنا أن نمتثل العبادة.
And we wanted to fulfill this worship.
لابد أن نخلص من حيث القصد.
We have to be sincere in our intention.
وأن نتبع من حيث القول والفعل.
And we have to be in conformity to the Sunnah in terms of statements and actions.
أمثلة ذلك كثيرة ذكرتها في السيدي.
There are many examples of this, and I mentioned them on the more detailed explanation on the CD.
ثلاثة.
The third subcategory.
وجوابها ثلاثة.
And its answer.
عنوان ثلاثة.
What is the title of this third category?
أركان العبادة.
The pillars of worship.
واحد.
The first pillar.
واحد الأصل في العبادة. اثنين شروط العبادة. ثلاثة أركان العبادة.
نعم. So the Sheikh reiterated. The first were the الأصل, the origin of worship. The second were
وجوابه,
the conditions.
وجوابه واحد.
نعم. The first were the origin of worship and its answer. The second was the conditions of worship and its answer, and the third were the pillars of worship, and now we're going to mention the answer.
اثنين شروط العبادة وهي شرطين.
The second one, he's reiterating, the second one were the conditions, and there were two conditions mentioned.
ثلاثة أركان العبادة وهي ثلاثة.
And the third, which is the title, what are the pillars of worship, and those pillars are three.
وأجدني مضطر للاختصار.
And I find myself forced to summarize.
واحد الخوف.
The first.
الخوف.
Fear. These are the conditions for worship.
اثنين المحبة.
Love.
ثلاثة الرجاء.
Hope. Fear, love, hope. Those are the three conditions for worship.
لما ذكر الله صفات المؤمنين يعبدوننا رغبا
ورهبا.
ورهبا وكانوا لنا
خاشعين. Allah سبحانه وتعالى mentioned in the Quran about the prophets and messengers, they worship Allah with fear and hope.
والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله.
And also when Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, and those who believe, they fear Allah more.
أنتقل إلى أربعة. العنوان.
Now I'm going to the fourth subcategory. The title.
أنواع العبادة.
Forms of worship.
وهي أربعة.
There are four forms of worship.
ذكرتها قبل قليل.
I mentioned it previously.
ها.
Who can answer?
واحد قولية.
The first is the statements.
اثنين فعلية.
The second are the actions.
ثلاثة قلبية.
The third are that which is present in the heart.
أربعة مالية.
And the fourth is that by way of money.
خمسة.
The fifth subcategory.
أحكام العبادة.
Rulings pertaining to worship.
وهي خمسة.
There are five rulings.
حرام.
That which is not permissible.
مكروه.
That which is disliked.
واجب.
That which is obligatory and compulsory. Obligatory.
مندوب.
That which is recommended.
مباح.
That which is allowed.
تريدون مثال مستعجل؟
Again.
تريدون مثال مستعجل؟ أمثلة مستعجلة؟
Do you want quick answers or quick examples?
واحد المحرمة.
The first is that which is forbidden.
سأضرب المثال بالصيام.
I'm just going to mention an example pertaining to.
أستطيع بالصلاة، أستطيع بغيرها، لكن أعطي مثال على الصيام.
I'm just going to mention a quick example as it relates to fasting.
صيام العيد.
Fasting Eid.
حرام.
حرام.
أفراد الجمعة. مكروه.
الجمعة.
مكروه.
إفراد الجمعة. نعم. Singing out the day of Jummah for fasting, the Friday for fasting, disliked.
وأيضا قبل رمضان يوم ويومين.
Fasting before Ramadan, fasting a day or two before Ramadan, also disliked.
صيام رمضان واجب.
Fasting the month of Ramadan obligatory.
الاثنين والخميس مندوب.
Fasting Monday and Thursdays recommended.
من صام يوما في سبيل الله مباح.
And whoever fasts any day for Allah, it is something allowed.
ستة.
The sixth subcategory.
متعلقات الزمن في العبادة.
Forms of worship as it relates to time.
واحد.
The first.
وهي ستة.
And there are six.
واحد آنية.
That which is all of the time.
اثنين يومية.
The second, that which is daily.
كالصلاة والعبادات اليومية.
Like ثلاثة. Fasting, like praying. The third.
أسبوعية.
That which is weekly, it occurs weekly.
كالجمعة. وهذه العبادات قولية وقلبية ومالية.
That which occurs weekly, like the day of Jum'ah.
هل بالإمكان عبادة تدخل فيها جميع الأربعة أنواع؟
Is it possible that all forms or all categories can be present in one form of worship?
حج.
حج.
النية.
The intention.
قلبية.
It's in the heart.
النية في القلب. ومالية نفقة.
Because you spend your wealth.
والتلبية قولية.
Because you the talbiyah you say with your tongue.
الطواف والتنقل بين المشارع الشاعر فعلية.
And the tawaf and going to the different sites in Mecca.
إذا تجتمع بعض الأنواع في نمط معين من العبادات.
So it is possible that all the categories are present in one form of worship.
أرجع إلى رقم ستة.
I'm going to back to number six, the subcategory.
ووصلنا عند عبادات أسبوعية رقم ثلاثة.
And we said the third, number three from the sixth category is the forms of worship which are performed weekly.
سؤال.
Question.
هل هناك عبادة أسبوعية قولية؟
Is there a form of worship which is done weekly? It's legislated to do weekly and it's a statement.
نعم. الذي يريد كتب. نعم. صلاة قول عبادة قولية. أنت تصلي بالكلام؟ Are you brave by talk only؟ أريد عبادة قولية. صلاة على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يوم الجمعة. تعال خذ من اللي تبيه. اللي مو عندك.
صلاة upon the Prophet. Sending salams upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
دعاء يوم الجمعة.
It's done on Friday. It's legislated to do on Friday. It's something you do weekly. The du'a supplicating, as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, the supplication being accepted.
سؤال آخر.
Something you do weekly.
سؤال آخر.
Another question.
مثل الصيام أيضا أسبوعي. عندنا عبادات كثيرة بالتأمل ستجدون أشياء. طيب انتقل إلى شهرية.
I'm going to monthly forms of worship that you do monthly.
فهناك عبادات شهرية مثل.
There are forms of worship that it's legislated to do monthly.
صيام الأيام البيض.
Such as fasting the 13th, 14th, and 15th.
هل هناك عبادة مالية يومية؟
Is there a form of worship related to wealth and it's daily?
والذي ليس عنده أهل.
The brother said spending. One of the brothers said spending on your parent, on your family. And the sheikh said, well, what about a person that doesn't have a family?
هناك حديث عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
There's a hadith that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
إن العبد إذا أصبح نادى ملك من الملائكة.
A person wakes up, an angel calls.
اللهم أعطي منفقا.
Oh Allah, give the person who spends.
خلفا. وأعطي ممسكا تلفا. هذه الصدقة اليومية.
With the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم supplicated with the angel supplicated for a person that spends his wealth daily.
طيب انتقل إلى الشهرية. هل هناك عبادة قولية شهرية؟
Is there a statement which is legislated to say monthly?
واحد، اثنين، ثلاثة، أربعة، خمسة. No answer.
No answer.
خلاص 5 seconds go. رؤية الهلال.
The statement that a person says when he sees the new month.
عبادة قولية شهرية.
It's a statement that you say and you say it only once a month.
هل هناك عبادة شهرية أخرى؟
Is there another thing that a person can do monthly, legislated to do monthly?
لو كان شخص متزوج بزوجتين، واحدة جلس عندها شهر، الثانية جلس عندها شهر.
خطورة.
ترانزليت يا شيخ، you must be.
If a man has more than one wife, he sits with one month, and it's possible he sits with one month and he sits with another month.
The women, he don't need this question. Okay. طيب، ننتقل إلى مسألة سنوية.
We're going to move to forms of worship which are legislated to do yearly.
عبادة قولية سنوية. من يعرفها؟ قولية سنوية.
No, the form of worship which is yearly. related to a statement. The brother mentioned talbiya during Hajj, labbaik Allahumma labbaik, but the Sheikh said, what about if the person doesn't make Hajj?
Nasir, he half answered. يقول تكبيرات العيد.
تكبيرات العيد, saying تكبير for the Eid is one year.
له خذ من الكتب ما تشاء.
And we say take from the books.
طيب انتقل إلى عبادات, طبعا عبادات سنوية. فهمتم؟
Do you understand what is meant by worship which is legislated yearly?
الحج ليس عبادة سنوية.
حج is not necessarily considered something that's legislated yearly.
هل نحن نحج كل سنة؟
Do we make Hajj every year?
No. طيب هل هناك عبادات سنوية؟ مثال.
صيام رمضان.
رمضان.
رمضان. Fasting Ramadan is something legislated yearly.
العيد. صاحب المال الزكاة, أما الفقير مسكين ما يزكي.
الذبح.
الذبح من يذبح. صيام عاشوراء.
Fasting day.
صيام عرفة. ماني أنسر, ستجد نفسك مثل ما ذكرنا أبو عبد الله, حياتك كلها عبادة.
Like Abu Abdullah mentioned, the reality is your life is always worship.
طيب أنتقل إلى عبادات عمرية.
I'm going to move to the form of worship which is legislated once in a lifetime.
وهذا الجواب لكم غير الحج. أريد جواب.
Other than Hajj, give me another answer.
العمرة. الصحيح أن الحج والعمرة تجب مرة في العمر.
Likewise, Umrah is actually legislated only once in a lifetime.
الأضحية ليست عبادة عمرية. الأضحية معنى كل سنة.
Slaughtering is not something, you know, legislated once in a life because you can slaughter yearly.
غيرها. عقيقة أحسنت خذ.
An عقيقه once in a lifetime, a person. There's only one عقيقة for an individual, so the brother answered.
هناك عبادة أيضا تفعل مرة واحدة, لا يمكن فعلها مرتين.
There's another form of worship which is done only once, and it's impossible that it can be done more than once.
وأجاب عنها الذي بجوارك.
He answered.
لا تستحي, لا حياة في الدين.
ختان.
زواج مرة واحدة. Good answer. He said married. Married only one time in your life.
Circumcision. Circumcision is something that you can.
الختان.
No, circumcision. Something, a form of worship can only be done once.
جوابه الختان, تفضل وخذ هدية.
The brother can take that which he would like.
نريد تذهب بعض الكتب إلى العوائل.
We want some of the young boys. They can take some of the books to the females.
شوف نسق مع الأخوة.
Some of the.
طيب اذا نريد تذهب لهم بعض الكتب.
We want to send some of the books to the female side.
Okay. طيب هذه بالنسبه للتقسيمه سبعه.
Number 7 subtitle.
وجوابها سبعه.
And the answer is
نفس العباده اداؤها على سبعه امور.
The worship itself, implementing the worship, it falls under 7 categories, 7 subcategories once again.
وأضرب لكم مثال بالصلاة.
And I'm going to mention an example as it relates to prayer.
واحد فرض عين.
One, that which is obligatory upon everyone.
اثنين فرض كفاية.
Two, that which is obligatory upon certain individuals.
ثلاثة واجبة.
Three, that which is compulsory.
أربعة سنة مؤكدة.
Four, that which is a confirmed sunnah.
خمسة سنة أحيانا.
Five, that which is a sunnah which is performed sometimes.
سبعة نافلة.
ستة
فرض عين.
فرض عين.
فرض كفاية. واجبة.
واجبة.
سنة مؤكدة. سنة أحيانا. نافلة.
نافلة, that which is supererogatory.
فرض عين, فرض كفاية, واجبة, سنة
مؤكدة.
مؤكدة. سنة
أحيانا.
أحيانا.
والنافلة.
سنة راتبة.
سنة راتبة. سنة راتبة is that which is related to, for example, the 5 daily prayers.
هناك سنة مؤكدة وسنة راتبة وسنة أحيانا ونافلة.
نعم. So the Sheikh reiterated. He said there's a sunnah. There's a definite established sunnah. There's a sunnah which is legislated to do sometimes. There's a sunnah which is legislated to do it when you perform
سأضرب
أمثلة
بكل واحدة.
And there's a superiority.
فرض عين هي الصلوات الخمس.
فرض عين يعني something that's obligatory upon everyone. An example, the five obligatory prayers.
فرض كفاية صلاة الجنازة.
فرض كفاية. That which is obligatory upon a group is, for example, salat al-janazah, salat over the deceased individual.
واجب من الصلاة الواجبة أن الإنسان ينذر أو هكذا صلاة واجبة.
That which is compulsory is, for example, a person makes an oath.
وصلاة.
Person makes an oath if Allah gives him something, he's going to fast. So now it becomes obligatory.
صلاة سنة مؤكدة مثل الفجر والوتر.
سنة مؤكدة, for example, the two prayers before. Salat al-Fajr and Salat al-Witr. That is something that's established. Always is now.
Sunnah al-Ratiba,
Sunnah al-Ratiba, the prayer that you do, it's attached to something else. For example, the 12 extra prayers, supererogatory prayers, that you do in a day.
Sunnah ahyanan, the Sunnah arba qabl al-Asr.
The Sunnah ahyanan, it's legislated you do it sometimes. For example, the four units of prayer that you do before Salat al-Asr.
Nafila, هذه مطلقة.
The supererogatory is that you do anytime. Something that you can do anytime.
وهناك أيضا ثامنا اعتبارات العبادات مطلقة.
And there are other different forms of worship as they, different categories as well.
مطلقة.
مطلقة, which is
مقيدة.
Specific.
سبب.
There's a reason.
وصف.
There's a description.
نوع.
There's a category or a type.
هيئة.
There's a form.
حال.
There's a situation.
مكان.
There's a place.
يأتي تاسعا.
There's another.
عبادات جهرية.
عبادات that are done openly.
عبادات سرية.
Forms of worship which are done hidden.
عبادات ليلية.
Forms of worship which are
عبادات
done
نهارية.
At night. Forms of worship which are done in the day.
عبادات جماعية.
Forms of worship which are legislated to do in congregation.
عبادات انفرادية.
It's forms of worship which are
الكلام في العبادة كثير.
With regards to worship, it is a lot of speech and detail.
ويحتاج مجلد كهذا.
And in fact, it can be written and authored into one volume.
حتى يكون فيها الأمثلة والأشياء.
If we wanted to mention many examples and the likes.
وكتبت في هذا الإفادة في أحكام وأنواع العبادة.
And the Sheikh actually authored a book called الإفادة في أحكام وأنواع العبادة.
ولكن هذا small seminar.
But it's just a small summarized example.
طيب نكمل.
And continuing. فإذا عرفت أن الله خلق.
لو سألتكم عن السبعة أقسام سهل الجواب.
If I were to ask you about the seven subcategories, would the answer be easy?
شكرا لكم. أكمل.
No. قال الشيخ محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى فإذا عرفت أن الله خلقك لعبادته فاعلم أن العبادة لا تسمى عبادة إلا مع التوحيد كما أن الصلاة لا تسمى صلاة إلا مع الطهارة فإذا عرفت أن الشرك إذا خالت العبادة أفسدها وأحبط العمل وصار صاحبه من الخالدين في النار عرفت أن أهم ما عليك معرفة ذلك لعل الله أن يخلصك من هذه الشبكة وهي الشرك بالله الذي قال الله تعالى فيه إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء وذلك بمعرفة أربع قواعد ذكرها الله تعالى في كتابه.
Translate.
Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala mentioned, so if you know and if you have awareness that Allah created you for His worship, then have knowledge that worship is not true worship, except that it has tawheed, except that it contains tawheed. Just as salat is not true and accepted salat, except that it is based on purification. So if you know that shirk, polytheism, if it blemishes and mixes with worship, it spoils the worship and it invalidates all of the actions and the person who falls into it would dwell in hellfire forever, then you should know that the most important matter for the individual is to understand this affair so that it's possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can save you from this net, which is shirk, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran. Indeed, Allah does not forgive that partners are set up with Him, and He forgives other than that to whom He wills. And this is with clear understanding of four affairs that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in His book.
لو اغتسلت في البحر وخرج منك ريح بسيط هل تعتبر على الطهارة؟
If a person took a complete bath and saw the ocean, complete, he immersed himself in the ocean. He took a complete bath. And then upon coming out, he had a small amount of gas. Small amount of gas which comes out of him.
أو قليل من البول.
Or a small amount of urination. Would he be considered that he's pure?
ما حكم طهارتك؟
What is the ruling for his purification?
باطل.
It's invalid.
وانت سبحت البحر.
Even if he inserted himself into the ocean.
لو كنت عملت عبادات كثيرة.
If you did a large amount of worship.
وقعت في الشرك.
But you committed a small form of, or you committed shirk.
يحبط عملك.
Your actions would become invalid.
ولو أشركوا. الدليل.
What is the proof?
ولو أشركوا لحبط عنهم ما كانوا يعملون.
Allah تبارك وتعالى said, if they committed shirk, we would invalidate that which they used to do.
هو الآن سيبدأ بالقواعد الأربع.
Now the author is going to begin with the four foundations and principles.
القاعدة الأولى.
The first foundation or principle.
اختصارها.
The summary.
أن الأولين عبدوا الله بتوحيد العباد أن توحيد الربوبية للأولين لم ينفعهم.
That the tawheed, which was meant, to, which was implemented by the people of the past, was the tawheed of rububiyyah. The tawheed of rububiyyah, that Allah is their Lord, that Allah is their
Creator. ما معنى توحيد الربوبية؟
But it did not benefit them. But what is the meaning of tawheed rububiyyah?
إفراد الله بأفعاله.
That you single out Allah in His actions.
لكن ما وحدوا توحيد الألوهية.
But what is the specific definition?
ما هو توحيد الألوهية؟
What is the specific definition of tawheed al-uluhiyya?
إفراد الله بأفعالهم.
That you single out Allah with your actions.
أن لا تفعل شيء ولا تقول شيء ولا تنوي شيء ولا تبذل شيء الأربع أنواع في العبادة.
That you don't do anything, that you don't do it, say anything, that you don't intend anything, that which we mentioned previously.
إلا لله وحده لا شريك له.
Except that it is done sincerely for Allah.
إذن هذا توحيد الألوهية.
So this is توحيد الألوهية, the توحيد of worship.
الأسماء والصفات.
The توحيد of names and attributes.
الله سمى نفسه ووصف نفسه ولله الأسماء الحسنى.
Allah has described Himself.
بها.
Allah has named Himself.
فهذا لا نعرفه إلا في القرآن والسنة.
So
لأن أسماء وصفاته توقيفية.
So we do not know the names or the attributes except from the Quran or Sunnah because we cannot. We cannot take a name or attribute except that it is except that there's a proof for it.
فلا نعلمها هو الذي يعلمها.
So we do not know except Allah عز وجل.
أنتم أعلم أم الله.
Allah تبارك وتعالى says in the Quran, do you know more or does Allah?
هو الذي يخبرنا ونحن نؤمن.
Allah informs and we believe.
فهذه القواعد الأربع سيبدأ الآن يستعرضها باللغة الإنجليزية دون العربية.
So now قواعد الأربع we're going to read them in English without Arabic. The first principle.
وهي عندكم.
And you should have them in front of you.
لا يحتاج. لا يحتاج أن نقرأها. فقط نعلق تعليقات.
So we don't necessarily have to read each particular, but we will mention some small comments.
اقرأ القاعدة.
The first principle.
Already translate you have in your book. Now everybody they have this paper.
Everyone should have a copy of the treaties in front.
Exactly.
Of them.
Did anybody don't have? Yeah, you come late. Okay.
No, in Arabic or English. في نسخ.
Okay, there one. There two. Okay, give him two. You have one. طيب اقرأ بالعربي وأنتم تابعون بالإنجليزي لا يحتاج ترجمة.
No, I'm going to read.
أنا أظن هذا أفضل.
I'm going to read with Arabic and everyone should follow in English.
حتى نختصر الوقت.
So that we can summarize the time. القاعدة الأولى أن تعلم أن الكفار الذين قاتلهم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم مقرون بأن الله تعالى هو الخالق الرازق المدبر وأن ذلك لم يدخلهم في الإسلام.
هذا الإقرار لم ينفعهم.
يعني this affirmation did not benefit those people.
فمن أقر أنه خالقه ورازقه لما لا يعبده.
So the person who affirms that Allah is the creator, that Allah is the provider, then why do they worship other than Allah?
Complete.
وَدَلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى قُلْ مَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَمَّنْ يَمْلِكُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَمَنْ يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَيُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ وَمَنْ يُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ فَسَيَقُولُونَ اللَّهُ
فَمَنْ هُمُ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا اللَّهُ
فسيقول الله من هم هنا.
Who are the individuals that say Allah is the one that does this?
We need answer. Huh? All of you. Al-Kuffar.
The disbelievers, they were the ones that said Allah is the one that does this and does that.
هل نفعهم هذا?
Did it benefit them?
لا.
It did not benefit them.
لماذا?
Why did it not benefit them?
لأنهم لم يفردوا الله بأفعالهم.
Because they did not single out Allah in their worship, in their forms of worship. They did not single out Allah alone.
في الأربعة أنواع.
Like the four that we mentioned previously.
في العبادة.
Forms of worship.
نعم.
القاعدة الثانية أنهم يقولون ما دعوناهم وتوجهنا إليهم إلا لطلب القربة والشفاعة.
هذه المشكلة.
This is a serious problem.
كلهم يقولون القربة والشفاعة ومشركوا زماننا ماذا يقولون القربة والشفاعة.
This is a major problem. They say we only doing it to seek nearness to Allah. The people of the past said it, and the people of today they say the same thing.
قوم نوح قالوا القربة والشفاعة يغوث ويعوق ونسر عباد صالحين. هم قريبين من الله. ويشفعوا لنا.
The same, the people of Noah, they said the same thing. These are religious people.
يغوث ويعوق close to Allah.
They named the idols. They said they are close to Allah. They can help us with Allah.
هؤلاء أسماء رجال صالحين. يغوث.
These were the names of righteous individuals. يغوث.
هذه أسماء. يغوث ويعوق ونصرة.
ويعوق ونصرة. These were the names of righteous individuals.
كذلك في عهد إبراهيم.
Also during the time of Prophet Ibrahim.
كذلك في عهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Also during the time of the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
اللات وعزة ومنات.
The names of different idols.
كذلك في زماننا.
Also during our present time.
الذين يعبدون الصالحين.
There are people that actually worship righteous people.
الحسين وزينب وهكذا.
The worship people that have passed away.
هذه القبور شرك. عبادة القبور شرك.
Worshipping the worship of graves is shirk.
يتلاعبون على الناس باسم القربة والشفاعة.
They play with the people. They deceive the people, and they do it in the name of intercession and seeking nearness.
سأذكر لكم شيء ولا تستغربون.
I'm going to mention to you an example, and do not be surprised.
ولكن يدل على أن الناس يتلاعب بعقولهم.
But it shows you that people are being deceived and tricked.
تعرفون العراق؟
Do you know the country Iraq?
فيها قبر الحسين.
There is the grave of Hussein.
تعرفون الشام؟
You know Syria?
فيها قبر الحسين.
There is the grave of Hussein.
تعرفون مصر؟
You know Egypt?
فيها قبر الحسين.
Hussein's grave is also present in Egypt.
كم هو الحسين؟
How many Husseins are there? Grandson of the Prophet.
أدركتم معنى الخرافة؟
Do you see the extent of this deviation?
والكل يقول هذا قبر الحسين.
And all of them believe that this is the grave of Hussein.
ويستغيثون ويدعون من دون الله.
And they supplicate to him and they call on him other than Allah.
الغريب العجيب أني قبل أسبوعين كنت في عمان.
What's amazing and surprising is before two weeks ago I was in the country of Oman.
وجدت قبر صالح.
And I found the grave of a religious individual.
قالوا هذا قبر نبي الله صالح.
And they said that this is the grave of the Prophet Salih عليه الصلاة والسلام.
وهذا مكان الناقة.
And this is the place of the camel.
مكان صالح قبل تبوك.
We have that here in Saudi Arabia. It's north of Tabuk.
معروف مكان صالح.
It's well known that is the place of the camel.
معروف نبي الله صالح هنا.
Everyone knows that he's there.
وجدت عندهم قبر أيوب قبر النبي عمران النبي عمران أول مرة أسمع فيه.
They had the grave of Prophet Ayub. They have the grave of Imran. This is the first time I've heard about this.
فلما أتيت ذهبت إلى هذا قبر عمران.
So when I came to Oman, I went to this grave.
ووجدنا شخص فأنكرنا عليه الشرك واستجاب.
We found a person there. And we admonished him for shirk, and he answered.
ولكني لاحظت شيء استغربته.
But I noticed something, and it was very strange.
عرض القبر 80 سنتي.
The width of the grave is 80 centimeters.
وطول القبر 30 متر.
And the length of the grave is 30 meters.
هم قالوا هو طويل.
And they said, oh, he was tall.
أولا لا أعرف أن هناك نبي اسمه عمران.
I do not know of a prophet by the name of Umran.
ولكن انظروا إلى كيف الناس يتلاعب بعقولهم.
But see how the people are deceiving others and playing with them.
أتيت في بلودان في سوريا.
I came to an area in Syria.
وجدت كذلك هذه قبور الأنبياء وهكذا يتلاعبون.
And likewise, they also had a various number of graves of the prophets. This is how they deceive the people.
كلها باسم القربة والشفاعة.
All of this is done in the name of seeking nearness and intercession.
فما الفرق بين من جعل الصالح صنم ومن جعل الصالح وثن؟
So what's the difference between a person that makes a righteous individual as an idol? Or a wathani, like a grave.
أليس من دعاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم لا تجعل قبري وثنا يعبد.
Did not the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم say, Oh Allah, do not make my grave a place which is worshipped?
مر عليكم هذا الحديث؟
Have you ever heard this hadith?
مر بكم؟ فكيف الآن أكثر القبور الصالحين جعلوها أوثان؟
So how is it possible that most of the graves of the righteous people have become places where people worship, places people who actually worship the graves?
من حيث الحقيقة القلبية ما الفرق بين الوثن والصنم؟
يعني what is the actual difference between a wathan, an idol, and or a sanam, which is an idol, and a wathan, which is a place that's worshipped?
ما الفرق بين الحقيقة القلبية؟
What the reality of the heart? The reality of the heart, what's the difference?
من حيث التعلق.
With regards to your dependency.
والرجاء والرغبة والرهبة.
Your hope, your desire, and your kof as it relates to this thing.
أركان العبادة الثلاثة.
Because it goes back to the four pillars. We mentioned the four pillars of worship.
ماذا تجدون? There any difference?
Is there any difference?
No. السين. الذي يعبد الصنم والذي يعبد القبر عندها التعلق عندها الرغبة عند بلبه تجد بعضهم يبكي.
The person that worships the grave, the person that worships an idol, he has the same fear, hope, desire, even so much so to some extent people worship the graves and they cry.
وجدتهم في منطقة في بنغلاديش.
I found them in a place in Bangladesh.
عند قبر.
At a grave.
He
was raising his hand and supplicating, O friend of Allah, O friend of Allah.
في بومباي قبر عباس.
In Bombay, the city of Bombay in India, the story of Abbas.
يسألونه الولد.
They ask him, they supplicate to the grave, and they ask him to provide them or to grant them children and offspring.
فيأتي مجرم مثل الجفري.
And you have an individual who is sick that comes like Ali al-Jifri.
الذي يقول إن ولي الله يأتي الولد.
Like Ali al-Jifri says that the wali, he can actually bring a child.
يقدر يخلق ولد.
He said he can actually create a child.
كذب.
He's a liar.
والله كذب.
I swear by Allah, he's a liar.
أأنتم تخلقونه أم نحن الخالقون.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى said in the Quran, do you create them or do we create them?
أعوذ بالله.
I seek refuge in Allah.
ليس غلو.
Is this not extremism?
هذا جنون.
This is insanity.
أشد من الغلو.
This is more than extremism.
ويسمع من يقول ما شاء الله ما شاء الله.
And individuals that listen to the statement from him and they say ما شاء الله ما شاء الله.
هذه هي المشكلة.
This is an extreme problem. This is a severe problem.
أن هذه القنوات فيها من يتكلم.
Because you have different TV channels that there are people that speak about this.
ولكن ما هذا الكلام؟
What is this type of speech?
بلينا بقنوات شهوات.
We have been afflicted. We have been afflicted with TV channels and stations that spread desires and spread doubts.
والله لأن يشاهد هذا ويسمع هذه الأشياء التي في الشهوات أهون. من أن يسمع هذه الأشياء التي في الشبهات.
For a person to hear about impermissible desires is easier than a person to hear about these deviations, different forms of doubts and deviations.
على الأقل يعرف أن هذا كلامه غلط، هذا حرام.
At least when you listen to something pertaining to desires, you know it's haram.
ولا يتقرب إلى الله بالمعصية الشهوة.
And no one seeks nearness to Allah through falling into sin pertaining to his desires.
خطورة الشبهة أنه يراها دين.
But the problem with regards to doubts and deviation is that a person feels that this is the legislation, this is the religion.
هذه القاعدة الأولى.
This is the first principle.
القاعدة الثانية.
القاعدة الثانية أنهم يقول لا الثالثة.
الثالثة.
الثالثة. القاعدة الثالثة مع الدليل.
أنواع العبادة.
ودليل الشفاعة.
لا خليها خلاص عندهم اوريدي.
القاعدة الثالثة،
احنا خذينا القاعدة الاولى توحيد الربوبية لم ينفع اذا لم يكن توحيد العبادة.
نعم.
اثنين، ان اصل الشرك ما بين الاولين والمتاخرين مسألة القربة والشفاعة، اذا ما في فرق مع مشركي زماننا.
نعم.
Translate fast a little.
نعم. We took the first one which was that
القاعدة الاولى ان اولئك بتوحيد الربوبية
نعم
امنوا به ولم يؤمنوا بالالوهية. فهم والمشركون الآن سواء.
The first principle that we took, reiterating the first principle, was that the first principle was that they believed in توحيد الربوبية and they did not benefit from it.
توحيد العبادة القاعدة الثانية أنهم هم وشبهة الأولين سواء، القربة والشفاعة.
And the second principle was that the doubts of the people of the past and the doubts of the people of the present as pertains to worship is the same. Why do we do it? We do it to get close to Allah. We do it to seek intercession.
تأتي هذا الذي ينهى عن الشرك ويقول أنت ما تحب أولياء الله الصالح، أنت وهابي.
And now they have people that say you don't love the friends of Allah, you are Wahhabi.
هذا ولي الله.
This is the friend of Allah.
نحن مساكين.
Verily we are in need.
هذا قريب من الله.
This person is close to Allah.
فهو يشفع لنا عند الله.
So he intercedes for us with Allah.
إذا ما الفرق بين القربة والشفاعة مع الأولين؟
So what is the difference? What is the difference between this statement and the statement of the people of the past? القاعدة الثالثة أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ظهر على أناس متفرقين في عباداتهم، منهم من يعبد الملائكة.
أوكي. جميع من عبد الله حكمهم واحد. جميع من عبد غير الله حكمهم واحد.
Everyone that worships other than Allah, they have the same ruling.
سواء كان صنم.
Whether it's an idol.
حجر.
Whether it's a rock.
شجر.
Whether it's a tree.
بشر.
Whether it's an individual.
قبر.
Whether it's a grave.
وثن.
Whether it's also a grave which is worshipped.
شجر.
Whether it's a tree.
حجر.
Rock.
كلهم سواء.
All of them are the same.
وقاتلوهم حتى لا تكون فتنة، يعني شرك.
Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says, and kill them, fight them until there is no more fitna, meaning there's no more shirk.
ويكون الدين كله لله.
And the religion is pure for Allah.
بس.
This is, it's clear.
واضح القاعدة؟
Is it clear?
طيب واصل. يعني لا يأتينا شخص يقول يا أخي هذا ولي الله وحنا مسلمين وهذا مسلم، وتقول نحن وعباد الأصنام وعباد الأبقار وعباد الأحجار سواء.
نعم.
Both the same. No different.
No one should come. We mentioned this so that no one can come and say, no, this is a friend of Allah. Are you going to compare him to a rock? Are you going to compare him to a tree? This is the friend of Allah. No, there's no difference. There's no difference as it pertains to worshipping other than Allah.
لأنه كله تعلق بغير الله.
Because all of it is putting your dependency and your hope and your fear for other than Allah.
واضح.
Is it clear?
الرابعة.
القاعدة الرابعة.
أن مشركو زماننا أشد شركا من الأولين.
No.
فإن الأولين أكمل.
أن مشرك زماننا أغلظ شرك من الأولين، يشركون في الرخاء، لأن الأولين يشركون في الرخاء ويخلصون في الشدة، ومشرك زماننا شركهم دائما في الرخاء والشدة. That's the fourth principle. والدليل قوله تعالى فإذا ركبوا في الفلك دعوا الله مخلصين له الدين فلما نجاهم إلى البر إذا هم يشركون. الله أعلم، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.
يعني الأولين إذا أصابت مصيبة قال يا الله حتى فرعون.
يعني the مشركون of the people of the past, if they were in a tremendous calamity, they would call on Allah alone.
حتى فرعون لما أشركته الهلكة قال آمنت بالذي آمنت به.
Even فرعون when he was about to drown, he called on Allah.
أما الآن.
But the people that commit shirk of today,
لو ارتجت بهم السفينة في البحر,
if they're about to drown in the ocean,
تجمع الصيحات نداء غير الله.
They call, they gather their supplication to other than Allah.
تذكرون العبارة التي غرقت؟
Do you remember there was a ship that had sunk
قبل ثلاث سنوات.
Before 3 years ago.
في البحر الأحمر.
From Egypt in the Red Sea there was a ship.
كنا نسمع الأصوات.
نعم.
يا ولي يا بدوي يا سيد.
It was mentioned that there were people calling on other than Allah while in a state of drought.
عندنا في الشرقية.
We have in the area in the eastern province.
تعرفون الروافض؟
You know the Rawafid?
الرافضة.
The Rafida.
هم يفرحون بكلمة شيعة.
نحن وهم.
هم يفرحون كلمة.
They love this statement. شيعة.
لكنهم رافضة.
But in fact they are رافضة.
إذا أصاب أحدهم حادثة وانقلب ينادي يا حسين يا حسين.
If one of them is in an accident, they immediately call on Hussein.
أبد. يا علي يا علي.
They immediately call on Ali.
حتى في مستشفيات الولادة.
Even if you visit the pregnancy, or what they call it, maternity wards in the hospitals, you hear the females calling on Hussein or Ali.
ابني عبد الرحمن.
My son عبد الرحمن.
ولد في مستشفى قطيف.
He was born in the hospital in Qatif.
زوجتي تحدثني عما سمعت في نفس.
My wife informed me about what she heard in the maternity ward.
وبالنسبة للنساء هي موجودة عندهم الآن.
And my wife is there now, Umm Abdul Rahman.
Yes, Umm Abdul Rahman.
My wife is there now.
تسمعهم وهم ينادون يا علي يا علي يا علي يا علي.
My wife informed me while the women were going through their contractions, they were calling on Ali.
بالمناسبة كان لي جار اسمه علي القحطاني.
By the way, I had a neighbor. His name was Ali Al-Qahtani.
وهو أتى من تثليث.
And he came from an area called Tathlith.
قريب من يعني طريق الجنوب يعني من جهة أبها والمحلات.
Coming from the southern province of Saudi Arabia.
يقول أنا هو كان عنده تريلا.
And he had a trailer.
الكويت.
And he was traveling from south to Kuwait.
فوجد له حادث.
And there was an accident on the side of the road.
وهو حافلة.
And it was a bus that had overturned.
فتوقف.
So my neighbor stopped.
فلما نزل هو لا يعرف الرافضة والشيعة ما يعرف.
So when he came down to look at the accident, and he wasn't aware of رافضة and شيعة.
وإذا بالناس يصيحون يا علي يا علي.
While in the state, the people were you know overturned on the bus. They were supplicating to Ali. They were supplicating to Hussein.
فأخذته حمية قوية.
So my friend became very upset.
أبشر أبشر.
Glad tidings.
ويساعد يظن أن الناس ينادونه.
My neighbor's name is Ali, so when he heard them calling, "Oh Ali, oh Ali," he thought that they were trying to call him.
وهو يتساءل في نفسه كيف عرفوني.
So he said to himself, "How do they know me?"
وهو يتفانى في خدمتهم ومساعدتهم.
And he was diligent in helping them and assisting them.
بعد أن استقر في المنطقة سنوات.
After he remained in the area for some years,
عرف أنهم كانوا لا يقصدونه أصحاب.
He realized that they were not intending him.
أصحاب الحافلة ما كانوا ينادونه.
The people of the bus in the overturned bus, they were not calling him.
الحمد لله على نعمة التوحيد.
الحمد لله for the blessing of Tawheed.
فأوصيكم ونفسي أيها الإخوة الكرام.
I advise you and myself, oh my beloved brothers,
بدعوة أنفسنا إلى التوحيد والاتباع,
calling yourself to tawheed and implementation of the sunnah,
والطاعة ولزوم الهدي,
and obedience and adhering to the guidance,
وأن ندعو أهلينا وأبنائنا,
and that we call our families and our children,
وجيراننا ومن له حق علينا, وندعو الناس جميعا إلى الإسلام,
and our neighbors and anyone that has a right over us, and that we call all of the people, we call them to Islam,
وأن نطبق ذلك تطبيقا عمليا,
and we implement Islam through our actions.
أسأل الله يرزقنا وإياكم العلم النافع.
We ask Allah to give us righteous or beneficial knowledge,
والعمل الصالح,
and righteous action,
وبالله التوفيق,
and with Allah's the success.
صلى الله وسلم على محمد.
And may the peace and blessings be upon Muhammad.
وأشكر الإخوة في الحقيقة الذين نسقوا, وأخص بالذكر أخي جزاه الله خير مصطفى على هذه الجهود ومن معه من إخوانه.
And I specifically.
You don't need to answer it. I know why.
Supplicate for my brothers that were responsible for organizing.
لكن جزاهم الله خير. هذا الذي بقول.
May Allah bless them.
وأيضا على تنظيمهم هذه الأمور وهذا الاجتماع الطيب.
For this type of organization and this gathering.
لم يكن هناك حوارات وأسئلة حتى نوزع الكتب.
We didn't have any type of debate, so the books were not distributed.
ولكن هذه الكتب هي لكم.
You can take the books.
وهي دعوة إلى الله.
It's for everyone.
فانشروها في الناس.
Spread it amongst the people. Spread it.
ولجيرانك ولإخوانك.
For your families and for your neighbors and for everyone.
العشاء جاهز.
Those as well. Is the dinner ready?
I ask you.
No.
Don't ask him. عليكم السلام. هذه هدية ومشاركة لكم أجمعين. ستأخذون جميعكم. I think everybody can take, but take one for you and give to all your friends. أنت يا المدرع أخذوا من الكتب دي إذا ما عندكم. أبشر خمسة كراتين لك في البيت مع حجوزة. أبد. سكر الإذاعة. كلوز ميكروفون. عليكم السلام. ما شاء الله مبروك مبروك. وين 6-5. I think this time I will be there in London. I think this time I go to London. But I hope I am here. When I am done here, sorry. Huh?
There's one last announcement, and that's please, for the next time, we request that you inform us that you're coming and how many family members are coming, so that we can make proper arrangements, because maybe the food's not enough. So please, for the next month's gathering, please always inform us, those that are responsible for organizing, inform us how many family members you have, so we can make sure we have a good amount of food.
Give him CD. Brother, take the CD to everybody. Okay, give him CD. No, some CD, send it to women. Okay. Okay. Huh? Zawjat, huh? There's some lady singing. الميكروفون عليكم السلام. اوكي this book ترجمة معاني القرآن بالفرنسي. Take this to your friend from France. You can take 5, 3, 4 and there many language by many language. When you have a friend speak language, another your language, you can take. Hear many language.